Welcome back, everyone. Today is Thursday, February the 23rd. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have a question for Dr. Shah or a suggestion for a future episode, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep this conversation going by liking this podcast. You can share it online with your friends. You can leave us a couple of good reviews on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. And we're going to leave a link in the description so you can go leave those reviews for us. We love reading them every single day.
That's right. You ready for the verse of the day?
I am. You want to read it?
I would love to.
Yeah,
verse of the day today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Yeah. To me, that's the bottom line. Like, Are you honoring God? Is what I'm doing here in this life honoring God? And we're so quick to argue or just obsess over all these little things that we think are important.
Yeah.
When others, they're not sharing our enthusiasm. It's not that they're not passionate about those things, but that's just a sign of insecurity. You know what I mean? I'm fixating on this one little thing rather than is what I'm doing honoring God.
Well, it shows that you have a wrong perspective. I mean, if you are focused on this thing and this thing matters to you, well, big picture, is this bringing glory to God? Is this drawing people to the kingdom of God? And if it's not, then you need to adjust your perspective.
Yeah. It's just about this, like even this radio show, we're doing what we're doing and a commitment to honor the Lord, not because others approve of it or others like it or others want to hear. Like, that's great, and we want that. But our impact is, number one, to honor the Lord, and number two, or I mean, our purpose is to honor the Lord and then to impact people.
Right.
Yeah. I have a question sent in from a user.
Okay.
This is James P. You're in a warehouse surrounded by a zombie horde.
Oh, I hate to hear it.
Yeah, I know. That's a bad spot.
That's a bad day.
You have 4 hours to survive. What three fictional characters do you choose to defend you? I think they can be from any franchise, any...
Just fictional.
Just fictional characters, yeah.
Okay.
You have 4 hours, three fictional characters. You have 4 hours to survive.
Survive the onslaught, not kill all the zombies, just
I don't think,
live
I think,
for 4 hours.
I think you have to just live for 4 hours. Or try to escape, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, for me, I'm going... Thanos, Darth,
with or without Infinity Stones.
I'm gonna say maybe with half of them. Let's say because with Infinity Stones is kind of cheating. Let's say he's got power. Space is cheating. I'd say power, time, and mind. He's got three stones.
Okay.
I'd say let's make it fair. Just power. He's just got the power.
Okay, so he's just a powerhouse.
Yeah, because I don't want to just teleport away. That's kind of cheating.
True.
I'd say he's just got the power stone.
Okay.
Darth Vader.
Okay.
And Gandalf. I think those are my three.
All right. I think my three would be, I'm going to go Colossus from the X-Men.
Okay. Yeah.
Metal skin.
Yeah.
No, like if he needs to like run interference, the zombies aren't going to be able to like bite him.
Right.
I'm going to go Invisible Woman from the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Shields, force fields, or invisibility. Cute. I mean, that's stealth if we need to like make a quick getaway.
Right. Can she make you invisible?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she can extend invisibility like a field.
Okay.
And I'll keep it all Marvel. I'm going to go Doctor Strange.
All Marvel?
Magic user.
Yeah.
I'll say he doesn't have the sling ring, so we can't teleport away.
Yeah. I think from the way he phrased it, you're in the warehouse.
Right.
Like you've just got to survive in that warehouse for 4 hours.
But Doctor Strange, I mean, we've got offense
and
we've got, you know, some utility if we need to like rewind time.
And I think he can probably portal some other zombies away. Like, I mean, I think the zombie horde is just on. It's just going to keep coming.
Yeah.
You just got to survive for 4 hours. See, I feel like Vader's got the force. He's going to keep the zombies away. Gandalf can pretty much do anything. Gandalf's powers are never really defined.
Yeah, he's just sort of like, if you can imagine it, he can make it happen.
He can do it, yeah. Whatever the story calls for, he's going to make happen.
Right.
And then Thanos is just kind of the tank. That's a fun question, though.
Yeah.
David, you got any thoughts on that?
Four hours to survive, three fictional characters.
I would probably choose Ben 10.
Who?
Okay.
Ben 10 from Cartoon Network.
He's the kid with the watch that can transform into different aliens.
Yeah, I'm going to look him up.
Ben 10.
Uh-huh.
He has a bunch of different aliens he can transform into. I would choose...
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. General Stonewall Jackson.
Fictional.
From the
fictional.
Civil War?
From the Civil War.
It's a, they're fictional characters,
Why
though.
Would you choose him?
Civil,
he's just a guy with a gun.
The
you
Civil
don't War get
is a piece of fiction.
What? No, it's not. What?
And Stonewall Jackson.
The mailbox from Blue's Clues.
You ain't taking this serious. Somebody sent us a question in and you're playing a clown.
I just hear.
I was thinking like.
And David's like, we just got a letter.
So what was the first one? Ben 10.
Ben 10.
A somewhat serious answer.
Right.
Stonewall Jackson, who did in fact exist, is right. not fictional.
And also is just a person.
He's just a guy with a gun.
He got shot off his horse.
Yeah. And then the mailbox from Blue's Clues.
I'll change Stonewall Jackson.
All right. Yeah, because he's not, you're breaking the rules of the game.
Okay. All right. Okay. Give us a third fictional one in addition to the mailbox and Ben 10.
How about Uncle Ben?
Start the episode. Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, Clearview Today listeners. My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we just want to take a quick second and let you know about another way that you can keep in touch with Dr. Shah's work. And that is his weekly podcast series, Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD.
As a lot of you may know, or maybe some of you don't know.
If you don't know, you do now.
And if you don't know, then maybe just hop off the podcast.
David,
I'm just playing.
Hop off the podcast.
I'm just playing. Keep listening. Dr. Shah is actually the lead pastor of Clearview Church in North Carolina. Every single weekend, he preaches expository messages that challenge and inspire us to live God-honoring lives.
And one of the four core values of Clearview Church is that we're a Bible-believing church. So every sermon is coming directly from Scripture, which is great because that guarantees that there are timeless truths that are constantly applicable to our lives.
This is a great resource because whether you're driving, whether you're cleaning the house, whether you're working out, you can always benefit from hearing the Word of God spoken into your life. And God's Word is always going to do something new for you every time you hear it. Sometimes it's conviction, and sometimes it's encouragement. But know that every time you listen to God's Word, you're inviting the Holy Spirit to move and work in your life.
You guys can check out the Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD podcast. First and foremost, check it out on our church app. That's the Clearview app. You can get that in the Google Play Store. You can get that on iTunes. But you can also find the podcast on the Apple Podcast app or on our website at clearviewbc.org. And listen, if you've got a little extra time on your hands, you just want to do some further reading, you can also read the transcripts of those sermons. Those are available on Dr. Shah's website, abadanshah.com. And we're going to leave you guys a little link in the description so you can follow it. But for right now, David, let's hop back in.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Dr. Shah, welcome to the studio today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. What day is it?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, almost the week's over.
Almost. We're getting close. We're getting close to the weekend. We want to thank you guys for sticking with us throughout the week. If this is your first time ever visiting the show, welcome. Dr. Abadan Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's episode. You can find all his work online. That's on his website at abadanshah.com.
That's right. And speaking of all of his work, I'm really excited about today's episode.
Yeah, today was a good one.
I'm really looking forward to it because we're talking about something that we haven't really discussed on the show before, but something that is so helpful, so impactful for us and for really all of our listeners, all of our viewers. You recently gave a talk that I think everyone in the world needs to hear, first of all. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about the different generations, specifically about like millennials and Gen Z, where we are, where we're headed. Do you want to kind of give just kind of a preview of what we're going to talk about? What led to this discussion?
And yeah, absolutely.
How we ended up here?
Absolutely. Well, I was at a meeting at a chamber education focus group, okay? And we were talking about, you know, the state of education in our country, where our young people are, and how we can help them become ready for the employment, occupation, career goals, and all that. And I made a statement there. I said, you know, the generation today, we're talking about Generation Z, is under so much pressure. You know, they're told all the time that the world is full of problems, and it is their job to solve these problems. Mm-hmm. And if they don't solve the problem or these problems, then they are the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I made that statement, and the chamber president, you know, she's turned to me. She said, would you mind leading some group on that? Like talk about it? I said, sure, if you want me to. I've always been interested in this generation theory knowledge, always have been, you know, and I always felt like there is a divide. Now, right now in America, we have been pitted against each other on so many levels, right? Ethnic levels, financial levels, but also cultural levels. And I'm talking about specifically generational levels. We've been pitted against each other where, you know, the older generation is stuck in their ways and the younger generation does, you know, they're lazy. And so how can we resolve at least that battle? And so in this seminar, I was able to help educate people. I guess that's the best way to say it. Educate them into starting to look at people differently. Okay. Now, as a believer, my first lens is the gospel. Second lens, I believe, would be, you know, where are they when it comes to their generation? You know, where are they? Because it really helps you understand where that person is and meet them where they are.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times you see people, and maybe we've experienced this ourselves, where people are from a different generation, either older than you or younger than you, and there seems to be this, like, this error in communication that, like, you're saying something and they're saying something, but it's like the messages aren't even, it's not the wires are getting crossed. Wires aren't ever getting connected. Like, we're just talking around each other. And I think, you know, you brought that out in your talk, how our generation that we're a part of shapes the way that we see things. It shapes the way that we approach the world. It shapes the way that we see different current events. It shapes the way that we see people from other generations.
Right. I mean, as someone said, people are more like their peers than their parents. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But it's true. So how can we help them, of course, not be odd and be like their peers, but at the same time be different? Think for yourself and think biblically and think maturely. Yes, live in the zone, live in your culture. You don't have to talk like, I mean, what are we going to talk like? The Puritans? I mean, who are we going to go back to? People from the roaring 20s or the 60s? Yeah, peace, man. I mean, no, we're not going to do that. I don't know, the Gen Xers, like, cool beans.
Yeah, this is the bomb.com.
Yeah, no, we're not going to talk like that. It's odd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yes, of course, you can dress, talk, and act like your generation, but think outside. Think different. And how can we help people do that? That was sort of the goal of this seminar.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people just stop at, like you said, like communication. Like, how do I communicate with the younger generation? But I think your focus goes beyond that, just communicating. It's how do we start to think alike?
Yeah.
How can we start to move productively in the right direction as a society, as a culture, as a people? And how do we not pull against each other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the key.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to respect. Mm-hmm. A generation. You cannot talk down to them. I never do that. If you notice, you know, I will knock down sometimes the certain behaviors that are not very productive, helpful,
right?
From a culture, from a generation. I'll make fun of it. I'll be like, that's so dumb when people say that or do that or that age level does it. Like, what does that mean? So yeah, we can call them out, but there are people who just hate. They hate older people or they hate younger people. And I hope we never get there because that's a caricature.
Yeah.
That's not really the person behind there.
Yeah.
And why not take the time to come to know them instead of drawing caricatures?
That's right.
You know what a caricature is? It's simply an exaggeration of a certain feature. That's a caricature. And I don't want to just have a caricature.
Yeah, because we get exposed to it so much that we start to think that that actually is what represents. Like, imagine if that's all we had. You know those, like, drawings, those caricatures?
Yes, caricatures.
That we get? Like, imagine if the human race is wiped out and that's all that existed anymore. That's what people
massive
are going to think.
Massive noses, big ears.
They're going to be like, oh, that's
enormous forehead.
People must have looked like. But of course we know that's not
what people that's not how people look like. But that's what the artist does just to, you know, pronounce or, you know, emphasize this one particular thing. So you go, it's like, yeah, it looks like me. Good grief, look at my ears.
Yeah.
Well, my ears are a little, you know, spread out, but
yeah.
But anyways, I'd rather help people come to know each other, respect each other, help each other, and even have convictions enough to say, hey, I know that's your thing, but that's not going to work
right.
here
mm-hmm.
in a workplace or in a church setting or in a family. Yes, we can give and take. We can meet in the middle. But here in this area, this is a non-negotiable.
Right.
We have to work on this. For example, for our church, non-negotiable is, you know, our allegiance to the Word of God
mm-hmm.
and to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's a non-negotiable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Other things we can work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can work with that.
Yeah. Well, it's like I think we talked about this at lunch. You know, members of every generation have to be able to see the flaws that, like, every generation is going to have pros and every generation is going to have cons. But I think what people tend to do is they'll say, okay, so here's the pros of my generation. Here's the cons of my generation. That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's learn to accept those cons and live with it. But you don't have to accept them. Mm-hmm. You can overcome them.
Yeah, exactly. And they have really made a difference in our culture, especially mm-hmm. in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were there this morning, we talked about the meaning of work in 2021. This is a great article that Sarah Kurilovich
uh-huh.
Posted and researched and posted. Phenomenal job. I mean, they researched thousands of people from different age backgrounds, and it's from Good Hire. Mm-hmm. Okay, and in this article, she. You know, they research, I believe, 4,000 full-time American workers to figure out where are they.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go over some of those stats. Is that okay to do that?
Please.
It's a lot, but I hope our listeners and our viewers will benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this article came out in 2021, towards the end of 2021, you know, coming out of or come on sort of at the tail end of the pandemic. You know, there's so much burden that fell upon businesses and employees all across the country. So people have lost their jobs. People are looking for a new job. Employees are looking for someone to work and all that stuff. And so remote work, increased autonomy and flexibility and layoffs and decreases in pay have really put a pressure
mm-hmm.
on businesses everywhere. And so when they did this research, when Sarah Kurilovich did her research, she found that 48% of all people surveyed, baby boomers all the way to Gen Z, said that they were very happy at work,
mm-hmm.
48%. And then when you go a little step further, which generation is happiest? It's the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just for the benefit of those who are millennials, we're talking about from 81 to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, just keep in mind, and I'm going to come to this later on. Okay. The 80s millennials are different than the 90s millennials. In mm-hmm. fact, you call them Generation Y if you're in the 80s, and Generation IY if you are in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They're two different groups. Okay. And we'll look at their characteristics. But, anyways, 57% of millennials were happy at work, compared to 52% of Gen X's, and then came the boomers and Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, they don't get along, right? I don't like those people. They're like my parents. Or, I don't like these kids right here. And I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of them, their music. And well, you're about the same when it comes to happiness at work.
Wow, really?
Neither of y'all enjoy it.
That's surprising to me. Because,
yeah, I would think boomers would enjoy work more.
Yeah, for some reason, I have that idea in my head that the boomer that people in that generation, boomers, would just be like, work is it. Like, I love to be at work.
Wait. Here's where it gets interesting. Which generation hates work most? Gen Z, okay? 22%. Which generation is next?
Boomers?
Boomers.
See, I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, that surprises me.
I would not expect that. I really would think that they're like the workforce. They're this generation won't work. We love work. We love to be at work. We love to produce.
I understand it with Gen Z because that's kind of the caricature that's out there. Like, I don't want to work at all.
Right, the snotty teenager that won't do anything.
Yeah.
But that surprised me about boomers.
Yeah. And I guess here's something I didn't bring up in the seminar this morning, but what makes them hate work? Baby boomers, not enough pay.
Really?
I need a raise. What makes the Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z hate work? I don't like my boss.
Really? Wow.
Well,
so y'all better like me.
I like you.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it is, you know, a lot of pressure on the boss and say, hey, how can we do better so that it'll be better for them? So that's what's happening there. Does age really influence meaning and purpose at work? Percentage of American workers who find great meaning and purpose at work. Who would you think it are? Great meaning and purpose at work. Is it boomers, Gen X's, millennials, Gen Z?
I would say boomers, but they're not doing too hot right now.
Yeah, so I would think millennials.
Millennials love their work. Yeah. They find meaning and purpose. Hey, you know what? I think my work means something. Mm-hmm. I'm changing the world for the better.
Yeah, I see myself in
I'm
that
a hero.
For sure. I have said those exact words many
too.
Times.
Me too. John and I are the millennials around the table.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we're making a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's next? Gen X's, which is my generation.
Mm.
Who comes next? The boomers. I'm making a difference. Now get out of my way.
Get off my lawn.
You know, mind your own business. I got a couple of years to retire. Don't bother me. Find someone else. Gen Z is the last one. This is not bringing me any.
It's pointless. We're not making a difference.
No, I have a juice.
Yeah, I have a juice.
What does work-life balance mean to people from different generations? Well, percentage of people or American workers who are not completely satisfied with their work-life balance. Who would you think would be the least satisfied with their work-life balance?
I would say probably Gen Z.
Right.
Oh, is it? I was going to say boomers.
No, they're next.
They're next. I was going to say they're not having
Gen
a great
Z, but
day.
Boomers maybe are not far behind.
We'll go for
Gen Z are 69%. And then
69%
boomers,
dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied. Mm. And then boomers are 63%. Gen X, 55%. Millennials,
48%. Hmm. Is it 69% of Gen Z that were surveyed, or 69%? Oh, it has to be that because
they're just not happy out of that. Those who were surveyed,
I got you.
So you know, on the then kind of moving along here, when it comes to what are they willing to give up, right? Mm-hmm. What are they willing to forfeit for improved work-life balance? Guess what Boomer said. You can take away my promotions and career and advancement opportunities.
I'll just stay where I'm at.
I'm fine. I got a couple of years to retire anyways. That's fine as long as I can have my time off.
Yeah.
Mm.
Millennials and Gen X, you can take away some of my salary.
Hmm.
That's fine. Hmm. I'm okay. If you don't pay me that much, it's not about the money anyways.
Hmm.
How about Gen Z? You can take away my paid time off.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's like, huh? Okay. Sure. All right. So how strong is the American workforce desire for a 4-day week work week? How strong is it? Well,
I bet it's a lot stronger now.
Yeah. 83% of them are wanting a 4-day work week.
Hmm.
Wow. 83%. Who are the top? The me generation.
Oh, that's me?
That's us.
Millennials.
Me.
You like to work only 4 days.
What about me?
So you can go see places.
Oh.
Mm.
Sit in the park.
Yeah.
Play Ultimate Frisbee. I'm just kidding.
Contemplate the meaning behind your work.
Get my Game Boy
outside
color
of work.
Out. Yeah.
Watch Game your Boy kids. Color. Godly.
Yeah.
Lay on the lawn reading some Kindle book.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have a picnic.
Yeah. And just enjoy life. And then comes the Gen X's. Yeah, man. Keep it real. 86%. Then follow the boomers. Then follow the Gen Z's. They're last.
Gen Z's are the least that would want a 4-day work week?
Yeah. Because and it's not that much behind. It's only 76%. But still, they want engagement. They want connection.
Mm.
So yeah, we want to be behind a screen. We want to be just left alone. But at the same time, we do want to come and connect.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How many American workers are completely happy with their pay? Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. How many American workers are completely happy with their pay?
When, like, which group would come up to the top.
That are the happiest?
I'd probably say millennials.
Millennials,
yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
47%. Then follows the Gen X is 42. Then follow the Gen Z. Boomers are just unhappy people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Just cantankerous.
Yeah.
Just curmudgeonly.
Get out of my way. Are employees leaving for higher pay? Employees leaving for higher pay or due to unhappiness? Guess what? 46% of the millennials are leaving for higher pay. Or they're just leaving. Let's just put it that way. They're leaving. The number one reason is higher pay. The number two is remote work. The number three is career advancement.
Interesting.
So they're the happiest about their work, but they're the least loyal to their work.
Yeah. They're the ones that don't care that much about money.
I love it. Love every bit of it.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving.
And I'm gone.
I really do not care about money, but I will leave for more.
I love it all the way out the door.
Yeah.
So we have to now learn to understand one another. Don't take things at face value, but find ways to have that engagement, that conversation, the reinforcement so people can understand. It's like, hey, what you're doing is making a difference.
Right.
And yes, be a millennial, but you want to be successful for life, as we talked about today at lunch, mm-hmm. you know, be willing to step out of your lane mm-hmm. and look and watch the tracks, and you'll realize, oh yeah, this lane is good.
That's true.
Because if you don't do that, if you stay in your lane, then it seems like, you know what? I'm so good, so happy, such a blessing to everybody. I can be that anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then you go and go, oh, maybe it wasn't that way.
No.
Well, too late now. Then comes the Gen X's, then follow Gen Z. Boomers are like, I got a couple of years left. I'm not
don't
leaving.
Don't bother me.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just staying here.
I just want to retire and go to the beach.
They do love the beach.
They love the beach, right?
They do. Mama, I know you love the beach.
So, you know, there's a problem. We have a problem, and we need to fix it. And I'm hoping that this series that we're talking about is going to help people understand the differences between the various generations, how to build the bridge, how to help, you know, various generations work together, and especially how to help Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking to us, and it's easy to write them off. It's easy to ignore them, but we do that at our own peril. So how can we fix that problem? This is all part of this entire series. Hopefully we can cover more in the next show.
That's yeah. right. I'm excited about it. I wish we could continue the conversation today, but tune back in tomorrow, same time, same station, wherever you're listening or watching. We want to continue this conversation about Gen Z, about the different generations and how we can interact in a way that is mutually beneficial across the board. If you guys enjoyed today's topic or you have any questions or suggestions for future topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. You can also find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. And don't forget, you can support us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the kingdom of God.
That's right. I got a question here from Linda B. I think she's written in before. Linda B.
Linda.
Oh, perfect. What sermon series do you have on the horizon?
Oh, wow.
Glad great you question. Asked, Linda.
You just heard it, Linda.
We're going to be doing a series on these generations.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's going to come from the Bible,
mm-hmm.
all right? So it's not just going to be some topical stuff. It's going to come from the Bible. It's going to be expository. But at the same time, we're going to help people, whether it's in your family settings or workplace or school or colleges. How can these various generations work together, right? We can't continue this way where we are divided, especially along generational lines. So it begins by understanding. It begins by education, awareness, respect, appreciation, hopefully we can do that. And so that series is coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss that.
That's right.
That's right. Stay tuned for more. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.